Conference will now be recorded.
All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of June 19th, 2024. Just a quick reminder about be aware of background noises. Please keep your device on mute. If you're using a phone, please don't put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until you're offered to do so at various opportunities, and please state your name each time you speak, and of course TAC members when making and seconding motions. Let's do our roll call. Drew Smith.
Present.
All right. Oscar Gaia.
I'm here.
Bob Cochelle. Jan Geislers.
Here.
Tim Grabowski. Commissioner John.
Here.
Ryan Luksic.
Here.
Tony Morgan.
Here.
Jonathan Parks. Roger Sanders.
Here.
David Wozniak.
Here.
Let me just check one more time. Bob Cochelle, Tim Grabowski, or Jonathan Parks. All right, well, we have 8 of our 11 members, so we do have a quorum. And I wish I'd stop doing that. There we go. And then, I've got to fix this thing. Everyone, there we go. We have Norman Bellamy, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Mildred Peters, and Justin Vogel from DEPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission facilitator. Somebody just called on phone. Would you identify yourself?
Jonathan Parks.
Okay, caller number 5 is Jonathan Parks. We now have 9 members present. There's one other person who's not identified who called in by phone. If you called in by phone, would you identify yourself?
This is Brett Welch from Meredith Jones.
Okay, so caller number 3 is, I didn't catch the name, something Brad?
Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
All right. And then someone else just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself?
Tim Grabowski.
Tim Grabowski is caller number 6, which brings us up to 10 members. So we're only missing Bob Cochelle.
He's trying to get in.
That's okay. All right. Well, let's proceed then. Drew, did you want to do the agenda in the minutes and turn it to me, or you just want me to go, whichever you prefer? You're muted, Drew.
Need a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
Motion to approve.
Do we have a second? Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the meeting agenda is approved. Review of the and approval of the May 23rd meeting minutes. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, meeting agenda from May 22nd is, or 23rd is approved. Jeff, go ahead and take it from here.
All right, thanks, Drew. Jim, if you'd let me share the screen, please, for a moment. Are you seeing my screen okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I should probably put the correct document up. Just a quick review of key points for this process since we've been through it before. The first thing is that, you know, we have one errata and we have one glitch amendment proposed. So to be a glitch by statute, it must meet one of these 6 criteria. that it would conflict with the updated code, conflict between the updated code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results from the integration of previously adopted amendments with the model code, equivalency of standards, changes to or inconsistency with federal or state law, and the section won't apply, which is basically the commission determines there's a need to update the NEC. And then errata, the definition of errata to the code means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code. So we'll go through each one. We'll allow the proponent an opportunity to 3 minutes to provide their information. We'll take pros and cons from the public if there are any. Then we'll come back to the TAC or decision. The TAC will vote either to approve it as submitted or if there's any change as modified or to make a motion to deny it. Either on the basis that it doesn't meet the criteria for glitch or errata, or it does, but you still think it's a bad code change. I don't think that will apply in these instances, but at any rate, those are the process. These will be put on consent agendas for approval or denial, or any for individual consideration from the commission's consideration at their August 13th meeting. I think that's pretty much all I really need to go over. Is there anybody from the TAC who has any questions about the process? Okay, then let us get started. We're going to start with ENFBC ECC Chapter 4, errata number 1, submitted by Jennifer Hatfield. Jennifer, are you on? Would you like an opportunity to present? Okay, well, I guess you...
Hey, Jeff, I can clarify what's going on.
Sure, go ahead, Mo.
That's with regard to this errata, it's mainly corrections to the citation or the title of a standard and editorial in nature. It seems like the title for the standard or the reference is changed from ASB to EHDA, so that's just a minor change, so it's errata, so it's fine.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this? All right, come back to TAC. Is there any questions, discussion, or a motion to be to approve it as submitted as an errata?
I'll make the motion to approve as an errata.
Second, Sanders.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Kaye and Sanders, respectively, that to recommend the commission this is an errata and to approve as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, well, our next one is falls into a different category. This is, one second here, ENFBC ECR Chapter 6, Glitch Number 1, and this is submitted by DBPR staff. Mo?
Yeah, this is mainly a glitch code change. This is mainly to integrate into the 2023 Florida Energy Code residential language from House Bill 267, which mainly directed the commission to include as an exception to the prescriptive requirement of section R402 what we call thermal efficiency standard for unvented attic and unvented enclosed rafter simply with specific criteria. So this is mainly strictly including this language to be consistent with House Bill 267. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mom. All right. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? All right, TAC members, unless there's any questions or discussion, we look for a motion to recommend to the commission to that this is a glitch and to approve it as submitted.
I make a motion to approve as a glitch. I don't understand the definition of glitch that much to add this section as a glitch. It's a mistake or omission, I guess,
Well, so this would actually fall under the provision of the glitch that says to conform with changes in statute.
Okay.
Basically, the state law changed.
So all right. Okay. Okay. So we can go ahead. All right. Yeah. I make the motion to approve.
For a second.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second from Cahilla and Sanders, respectively. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Are there any opposed? All right. That would be unanimous. Is there any general public comment or member or staff comment? Otherwise, Drew, I will turn it to you to say we stand adjourned.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. We stand adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
this conference is no longer being recorded.